Hello.
Hi, Ayana.
Yes, hi.
Yes, it's Aubrey. You're with Local Splash.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today? Hope it's going
I'm
well.
good, how are you? Yes, everything
Excellent,
is well.
excellent. Great to hear, great to hear. Great, yeah, I want to go ahead and, of course, follow up with you here. I did get your text message. Of course, I do want to, of course, go back over the program with you, of course, to make sure that the information is there with you. Did you have any questions before we jump in here?
So do you guys promote, or is it just based on when people search?
Gotcha. So it's all based through the Google Guarantee program, right? So it's all digital marketing and advertising. So let's say if you wanted to run a promotion, right? Let's say we have your local service ads up, we have your Google ads up, we have your SEO up, we have your Facebook ads running. If you wanted to make a promotion for your business, we can put that in through your dashboard and it will blast that through all of the different directories we have you in. So they'll see it on Apple, they'll see it on Bing, they'll see it through Yelp, Google, and Facebook. All right. Now, are you familiar with the Google Guarantee program? Like, have you heard of it before?
No.
No? Okay. Not a problem. So the Google Guarantee program is their premier pay-per-qualified lead program. So what that is, I'm sure you've dealt with things like Angie's List, Yelp, things like that. Or are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Angie, Yelp, Thumbtack, places like those, what they do is they will send one lead to one person and then send that same lead to every other contractor they have under them. That's not qualified, right? No matter if you get that call or not, you're getting charged. The way we do our qualified lead is we only charge you a lead if it's qualified, which means you actually gave them a quote, you actually gave them an appointment. That's a job that's going to be done, right? That's the only time you get charged for a lead with a qualified program. So what that means is if somebody does call you outside of your service area, right? If what's work you don't do, if it's a ghost call, voice over IP, virtual assistant, you're not getting charged for that, right? Now, in the rare occasion that you do get charged for a non-qualified lead, we pick that up, we immediately credit it back to your account, right? So we erase the whole having to go back and forth, do the chargebacks, refunds, wait 3 to 5 days. We handle all of that for you. Now, on the
So say
customer
that,
side of things, yeah, yep,
say
go
that
ahead.
one more time. Can you just say that last part one more time? You said that if something with the lead, if it doesn't go through.
Yeah, so if you get a call from somebody who's like outside of your service area, right? They're asking for work that you don't do. They're just looking for, window shopping, right? They're not, people who don't really look to get work done, right? Virtual assistants, things like that. You're not going to get charged for that, right? Now, what I was saying is in the rare event you do get charged for a non-qualified lead, we immediately get that back into your account, right? Whether it's into your budget, which is the minimum monthly budget for your leads, we send it right back to you, okay? Now, to the customers, the potential customers you'll be bringing in, what the Google Guaranteed means is you're verified by Google, right? Which
Just
means you're
call me
backed
real
by
quick.
Google. They understand that you are providing a business that is there to get work done, right? You've got 5 reviews. You're verified already, right? Background checks, because we do require a background check when we get you on Google Guaranteed. So these are people that see you and know that you're somebody they want to go with, right? That's a qualified lead. Now, it only becomes a qualified lead, which it'll pop up on your phone as LSA lead, right? So you'll know it's coming from your Google Guaranteed. That'll only come in if they click on the phone, right? So like if you go on Google, you type in fence near me and you look at one of the businesses, you'll see get phone number, right? Right there on the right. They click that, it's going to call your phone. Your phone's going to pop up LSA lead, right? You answer that. You only get charged if a quote and appointment is made. Does that make sense? All right, perfect. Now, in terms of the work that you do, it says interiors, right? But like, does that entail like floors, drywall, design?
Yes, basically, yes.
Okay. Okay, so you do, like, the whole nine, right? The drywall, the page. You guys have paint also? You guys do painting?
Yes.
Okay, so you actually have a wide range of categories. Here's why that's important.
Yeah. The ones that I specialize in the most is interior decorating, interior design, and home staging. Those are, like, the top
and home staging.
But
okay.
We can get, like, we can do remodels. We can start from scratch. Like, pretty much build from scratch. But the home staging is something that I want to focus a little more on right now, along with interior decorating and interior design.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead and pull up the numbers for that. Let's see here, interior design. And then, let me see here. So these, the area, the home base for you, what is the zip code for that?
75013.
75013.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if the local service ads are available in your area yet. Let's see. Okay, so about. Okay, so for interior design, we actually, so we don't have the local service ads for interior design, but let's see. One second. Okay, so they do have the LSA for flooring. They do have it for just trying to make sure we can check all of your categories here. So interior design so far is one that we don't have available for LSA in the area. Now we do have it available for like Google Ads. Right? Google, local SEO. But they don't have that for the Google Guarantee program yet. Did you want me to look into any of your other categories? See if they have an LSA available? So at least you can take advantage of those while you're taking advantage of like Google Ads for things like the interior design?
Yes, home staging.
Let's see if that's a subcategory. I think that falls under the same, interior designer category.
So you don't have that category.
Yeah, we don't have that vertical. Yeah, for home staging.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? What do you have? Interior decorating only.
Interior decorating. So that falls under interior designer, right? Interior decorating. That falls under the interior, the entire interior designer category.
Oh, so you don't have the category at all.
Yeah, so right now, because we do add more LSA eligible categories per area every quarter. I don't think we have interior designer for this area yet.
Okay, yes, yeah, so I don't think that it would be any help to me personally, because I wouldn't have anything to advertise really.
Gotcha. So that's when we would look more into Google Ads, right? So instead of the pay per lead, right, we're going pay per click, right? So that's the sponsored area, right? It's the one right directly underneath the Google Guaranteed, also says sponsored. So that's where you'd be along with the first page placement right underneath that as well. So you'd be getting the advertising, right? We can still do the promotions. We can still do the Facebook ads. We can still connect your website and things like that, get your Google Business Profile out there. So you'd still be on the first page, right, among those businesses right there on that map section, as well as the sponsored, right, because you're going to have Google Ads running as well. So the clicks coming in from that still convert, right? We still do have 33% higher conversion rate than any other service out there for Google Ads. But then, you know, that gives you time to take those on. So by the time we reach you for the local service ads, you'll be able to immediately take that on, right? And it would be, the only thing you'd be paying for that is your one-time $250 management fee because you already have your Google Ads and your SEO running already. So you'd already be paying for that, right? We just get you hooked up and set up for the Google Guaranteed immediately when it becomes available. But, I mean, with Google Ads, be something that you'd want to look into? We can go over that as well.
Yeah, you can go over the Google Ads.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So it does come with relatively the same investment cost, right? We do still get you Google verified. We do still get your background check and thing done there, so you'll be completely good for that. I'm seeing here that you do have 5 reviews, but I can't pull them up through the website. Are these like live reviews that you have?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. If I can't pull them, we'll be able to pull them up. No problem. Okay, perfect. So yeah, so Google Ads, what we would do there is we would, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What are you looking at?
In terms of the website?
Like for my reviews, what do you see it on?
So it's popping up under the new.express.adobe.com. That's the one I have here. Is that correct?
Adobe, you said?
Yeah. So it's new.express.
You're looking at my portfolio. So I have my portfolio, and then I have like my actual home advisor. Let's see if I can get my link for you.
That'd be perfect. Because what we would do is we would take the reviews that you have on that listing, and we would put them on your Google Business Profile.
Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, I'm gonna just text this number that we. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
So, if you don't mind me asking, where did you find the link for my portfolio? Where did you find that link at?
And so that link came over to me from the notes that were left from, who was it you talked to the first time here? Marietta. So Marietta was the one that sent that over to me with your file here. Now, they could have gotten that from our inventory. Our inventory team, they're the ones that look for, you know, internet presence, seeing if you have reviews that'll make you a good fit for our services. So that's probably where that came from. They probably completely missed that other listing you have here.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would take these reviews and we would make those your Google profile reviews. Okay. So those would be listed right there on your Google ad, right? So they'll still know you're backed by Google, verified by Google, and then they'll be calling you directly. Okay. The only difference is you wouldn't be charged for leads. Okay. You'll just be taking those people on directly. Okay. And then with
so
that,
was,
we would
it
also
it
get.
Works.
Yeah.
It works the
yeah,
same right? as a lead. It's just not a lead.
Correct. Right. So you might get a few more people that are calling outside your service area for work. Which you can take on if you'd like. You don't have to turn them away if it's an area you can cover.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get charged for, if you make them a quote, you make an appointment, you go out there and get that job done, you're not going to get charged for that lead. Now, when you do decide to take on LSA, these are like the big fish, like the people that are looking to get like jobs done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then do you use Facebook for any kind of advertising, personal, business, anything like that?
No, I use Instagram.
Okay. I mean, that's still a meta tool. It's not bad. Because what we do here is we are, of course, not only partnered with Google, but we're also partnered with Meta. So one of the things that comes included, right, we do your advertising for Facebook for you. If you don't have a business page, we do build one for you. You're still the manager. You're still the admin. The only thing we do is run your ad for you. And that works the same way as you'd expect, right? If somebody's talking about any kind of work being done, they make a post about it, look at a story about it, they're going to get an ad for your business there. They're going to tap that, taken directly to your website. Speaking of the website, do you have like your own domain?
I don't have one. I've been working on that as well. Right now I just use my portfolio
Okay. Okay. Not a problem. So we build you one, right? We do build you a professional website, top to bottom, right? That is your domain. So that we would connect that directly to your Google Business profile. And of course, anybody who comes to your profile to do business gets taken directly to your website. Now that's not like a third party, right? It's not like angie.com/business/from-scratch-interiors. It would be fromscratchinteriors.com.net.org, you know, however you decide to set up the domain there. Okay. Now we do go in depth. Yeah.
So, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have an email. Could the website name be this? Hold on. Okay, so I sent it to you. That's my email for this business. And could the website name be that as well?
Let me see here. Give it 1 second to
and
come through
can,
for
can,
me.
Change the Gmail to like just.com or whatever. Or, yeah, just like, you know, like the email obviously has to be at Gmail, but you don't have to at Gmail. You could just put from interiors from scratch.com or something like that. Because my name is From Scratch Interiors, but my Instagram and my email are Interiors From Scratch because that's just like how I had to.
Gotcha. So you're asking if we can make it interiors.from scratch?
That way everything aligns with what I already have. That's my
gotcha.
Instagram and my email already.
Yeah, so we could possibly do that because we do have people who use domains like .services, .info, things like that. So we might be able to use From Scratch as your domain. Let me just put that in the notes here for the management team for you. Okay, perfect. So that is definitely something we could probably help you with there as well. Now you can pick like the color palette, right? What goes in the background, pictures, befores, afters, tabs, hyperlinks, right? Hours of operation. You have full control of how you want us to design your website. You just, you know, let the team know, right? So that will come with your client interview. It's like a 30-minute, 45-minute interview. We set that after we get your account set up here. So it's just to get your content editing, quality control. We want to make sure you can get into your dashboard, which I'll go over in a moment, to make sure that all of that in order, right? So in that interview, we can also go over if that domain is available, okay?
How much does it cost to do everything that you're saying right now? So for the website setup, the you guys are going to push advertisements out, correct? Through
correct.
Like Google and Meta?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. As well
is
as building
anything?
The website. Yeah. Yep. So that's the local SEO bundle, right? So that's the first page placement on the search engine optimization. That's also your Google advertising, your Facebook advertising, creation of your website. And we do provide your dashboard as well. I'll go over that in a second after we go over the pricing for you. Okay. But that would be, a total of $549. Okay. So that's month to month. There is no contract. Okay. You're not roped into a contract with us or anything like that. But that will stay a flat rate.
A month?
Yeah, because you have, let me break it down for you here really quickly. So the $300 goes to your Google advertising, okay? $149 goes to your local SEO, and then $100 goes to your Facebook ads, okay? So that's the $549.
Okay.
Okay. Now that wouldn't, you know, go up on you. It's not going to inflate or anything like that, right? It's like that the entirety that you're with us. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So say I build my own website and I do my own meta ads, then how much does it cost?
Yeah. So the website is free, right? We include that at no extra cost as well as the call tracking, right? So now if you want to do Facebook ads, it would sort of end out to the same thing, right? Because it's all based on, you know, the pay per ad, right? So if you want to do it yourself, you definitely could. They have the option on there. You can do their, you know, $100 bundle, but then you have nobody promoting that, right? You don't have the connectivity for the meta partnership and things like that, which is why we cover that for you.
Hmm. I don't know. That's a lot, though, because that's more than my car payment, honestly. And I don't. That's more than my Angie's List as well. So that's like, I don't know. I don't see myself doing that.
Okay, well, what's kind of holding you back there? Like, aside from costs, right?
Just that it's month to month. If that was like an every few months payment or something like that, I could see that. But unless this is like something that's gonna make me like a lot of money, I just don't see that being worth it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the aim, right? That's why it's Google advertising, right? We're not just throwing you Angie's List leads out here, right? These are people that are paying money to get this work done. We understand it sounds like a lot. $549 per month, it sounds like a lot. But imagine this, right? Let's say you get started today. Next week, right, you're starting to get those calls from your Facebook ads, right? You have those converted. Let's say you convert two of those. I'm sure two of those easily covers that month for that initial investment, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm cutting off the $99 initial setup, right? There's a one-time setup of $99 that does come with that. So your initial would usually be, right, $648. It's not. It's $549 in the door, right? Because I know this is something that's advantageous for you. We've been talking for a while, right? I know it's something that's advantageous for you. I want you to be able to take full advantage of that without eating away at your pockets, right? Because the goal here is to make you money. That's why we're Google partners, right? Not everybody can have a Google partnership. The reason we have that is because we work. Right? That's what we want to do for you. And there's no contract. You know what I mean? So if you're not seeing a call come in from your Facebook ads, which usually happens around that 7 to 12 day mark, if you're not seeing anything coming in from there, you know, if you feel like it's not doing you any good, you're going to be getting clicks from Google regardless, right? If it feels like it's not really going the way you feel, you can wash your hands of us, right? There's no contract. There's no fee to cancel. Right? But I'm confident this is something that'll work for you because it's something that works for all of my clients. Right? I have 100% retention rate because this works.
So every single person that you've ever signed up has made more than they spend on with this?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
There are some small businesses that now have multiple locations, and that was a year ago.
It does sound worth it. It just, I have to, because I'm not saying it's not worth it. It is worth it. But I think I'm one of those people who like to see the progress a little bit. And then even if I made $200 a month back, that's still seeing progress. You understand what I'm saying? So
oh, yeah.
I just want to see a little progress. Maybe even if I get the 2 to 3 phone calls in a week after signing up, then you know, that'll show me, like, okay, this does work, and I could potentially make way more than I'm spending with it. That's usually the goal for me. I have been partnered with Angie for going on 2 months. I'm on my second month partnered with Angie, and I just made how much I spend with them, and I don't want to do that again. I don't want to spend 2 or 3 months with someone advertising for me and sending me leads just to make barely the amount that I'm spending. You understand? So
well, exactly.
I would keep my contract with Angie as well as add this on. So from my standpoint, mm-hmm. I'm spending the money with Angie and I'm spending the money with you all, and that's fine and all, but I have to see more, and I have to see it more faster than I did with Angie, because it also costs more than Angie. Does that make sense? That's where I'm coming from.
Right. You know, and I definitely see, you know, where you're coming from. Trust me, most of the people we have with us, they've all dealt with Angie, right? They're one of the main players in the game. So one of the things that we like
so
to kind
people,
of... yeah.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I think that I'm going to answer what you're going to say, but do the people that are with Angie that come to you, like, do they end up not doing Angie anymore after a while?
That's a mixed bag. And here's why, right? So there are people that have experiences with Angie where they've never gotten a single call from them, but they paid for like the $750 a year subscription with the quote $1,000 in free leads. So what they would do there when they start taking on our leads they just pause their Angie leave, right? If you have a contract, this is why this matters. They'll pause their Angie leave. They'll get their money, right? They'll get a qualified lead from us, go out, get a job done. They've already have enough money to not only pay for their 6 month minimum budget, but they'll take that money and pay the cancellation fee for Angie, right? Just to be done with them, right? Now we also have people who use both. They'll use the leads that are coming in from Angie because they're people who they're like the only contractor in the entire area. There's no competition. So Angie works 100% for them, but they also are getting the people outside of their service area with their Google LSA, the Google Guaranteed. So they're pulling in both, right? We have both sides, right? There are people who forgot their entire Angie thing even existed until we brought it back up in a recent conversation to upgrade them to their Google Guaranteed that they're now handling, right? So it's when you, the main difference here is that, it comes with the Google partnership is the main thing here, right? If you type in, is Angie a Google partner? It's going to give you a big fat no, right? Because they don't deal in leads and advertising that's respectable for the restrictions that Google has to become a partner. If you type in his local splash a Google partner, I mean, of course we are, right? There's 300,000 SEO companies out there. There's only 40 that are handpicked by Google to select their services. That's us. We're one of those, right? So that's where the whole difference in knowing Angie and those kind of services, because Yelp, Thumbtack, those are all the same as Angie. Right? None of them are Google partners. None of them can provide Google services. So that's kind of what gives that night and day feel, right? Now I did send you a link here.
So the Meta partnership that you guys have, so I don't have Facebook, so how would that work? Would you guys run my Facebook for me?
Yeah, so we would run your ads for you, right? You'd be the administrator, you'd be the manager, right? So if you wanted to add like pictures to it, if you wanted to make a post on it, you have the full accessibility to do that. Or if you wanted to send us posts that you want us to make on it, your ads will be running all the time, right? That's like the thing that we are here to manage for your Facebook. But if you wanted us to also add like posts and promos and things like that, yeah, your account management team can do that if you don't want to.
Okay. I think I'm leaning more towards actually doing this, but okay, so how often do you see, how often does a person get their first phone call through you?
Gotcha. So the first ones usually come from your Facebook ads, right? Because those are usually the first thing that is up and running. I'll go over the timeline with you in just a second. But your directory submissions and your Facebook ads and your Google ads are always the first thing that begin running before your listing appears, right? So you'll have like your Facebook ads, Google ads, and your website all done by like the end of like your second-ish week, right? Sometimes it's less. Like 7 to 14 days. Sometimes people get it in seven. Some people get it in 9. But it's basically that 2 week mark is where you'll start seeing the calls coming in from Google Ads and Facebook Ads. By day 45 is when your local SEO listing is appearing on that local section, where you'll begin seeing yourself. You know, if somebody types in, design near me, and then they scroll past the sponsor section, you'll pop up there next to that local map as well. So that's the 45-day mark. So you'll start getting calls in from those guys a little later. But your Google ads and Facebook ads with your website, yeah, those will be coming in around your second week.
Okay. Okay, this sounds good.
All right, excellent. Before we get into anything that has to do with like billing or anything like that, I do want to make sure your business information is correct. So this is how we're going to display it on Google for you. Let me just pull that up for you here really quickly. Okay. So From Scratch Interiors and Company by Ayana. That's how we have it in here. Am I saying that right? Ayana or is it Ayana?
It's just Ayana.
Ayana. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So the business name From Scratch Interiors and Co. Is that how you want it displayed on Google? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So let me make sure that is set there for you.
So I do have a tagline as well. So does that go in?
It can if you want it to. What we could do when like, because we can do an example of like how your website and things would look. So what we can do is like make like a play by play of what it would look like with the tagline and without the tagline, and see if it feels good for you.
Okay, so the tagline is just elevate your space from scratch.
Elevate
your space from scratch. And then also, this is kind of off topic, but you are the person signing me up, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So if I have questions and things, I contact you directly?
Yeah. You can send me a text, an email, or you can call my direct line, the 877-635-6225 with the extension 1493, and you'll get directly to my phone.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of times where I am on call with other clients. So, you know, email or text would be the best way to reach me. So I can answer any questions while I'm on the line. But yeah, you can contact me anytime. I am your main point of contact, right? Even at when it comes to the point where you're able to take on the LSA, I'll be the one setting that up for you, right? Because, you know, I already have your details here. So no extra charges or anything will be hit for you. I am the one that sets up your client interview for you. I can introduce you to the client interview team if you'd like. Otherwise, they would just call you directly to go over your content editing and quality control and stuff like that.
Okay. And I also, okay, so I work from home, so I do a lot of stuff like over the phone for people, designing and phone calls and consultations and stuff. And when I am away from home, I'm not able to get to the phone, and that is why it's really hard to reach me. So if I don't answer, I will get back to you guys, but it's best to just text me, honestly, and then I will call you whenever I'm available. That way I don't miss so many of the phone calls. If you want to, like, make note of that for anybody who tries to reach me. And
for
we can
sure,
also
for
schedule
sure.
Something. If we schedule a day and a time, then I'm more likely to make sure I answer. It's because I get a lot of spam calls. So now that I have your number, I can save it. But I also get a lot of spam calls, and I haven't been able to contact my phone provider yet to block them. So I don't answer the random numbers, but if I know that you're calling at a certain time, then I will answer. So if you want to schedule like a time before we actually hang up, then
because that's how the client interview goes. So I would pull up my calendar here, see what time slots we have available. If you're available for like today, for example, I would have the next 3 hours would be available, right? If you're not available for that, we can set it for Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So it all just comes down to like when you'd be available. Now, when the client interview team does call you to go over that and they're not able to reach you, it's not like we're just going to cut you off. They just reschedule it for the next day and they send you an email.
Yeah. So, I'll probably do tomorrow. I have to go over everything with my team. So is there a way you can, send me exactly the price and everything that comes with what I'm getting? That way I can show that as well.
Absolutely. I'll even send over our official website as well. I do want to give you, I'm going to send over a breakdown of the monthly cost, just so you have that. I mean, I know we went over that. Your 149 local bundle, 300 Google ads, 100 Facebook ads. But I do want to send that to you in writing so you can have that to look at as well, so you have the breakdown, okay?
Okay. And then lastly, if I ever were to change the phone number, because I do plan on changing the phone number soon, is there a way that... Is that okay? Like, would that be fine?
Oh, yeah. So as soon as you change your number, you would want to change it in your dashboard, of course. And then you'd want to give us a call. It'll take like 5 minutes, probably less than that. We would just put your new number in, make sure you wanted to keep get rid of the old number, and then we just update that on Google for you.
Okay. And then, I think that was it. Yeah, I think that's all.
I'm just putting your email together here real quick.
Okay.
Let's see here.
I think it'll be the interiors email.
That's the Ayana20 at Gmail?
You can do interiors from scratch at Gmail. Interiors.com.
Okay. All right. Swapping over into the business side of things. I like it. Okay. Make sure I have this correct. You said interiors from scratch at Gmail, right?
Yes. Interior with an S, interiors.
Not correct. Perfect.
It's interiors dot from scratch.
Interiors dot from scratch. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
I did text it to you as well.
Oh, it is in my text. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Do you mind if I carbon copy Ayana20 in here? Do you have it on both sides?
Yes, you can do that as well.
Okay, perfect. Right, excellent. Okay, and I did say I'm going to waive your one-time setup fee, so let me get that out of the calculation here. All right, perfect. So the $149, $100, and $300, then your monthly. Yep. All right, cool. So I'm gonna also add in the definition. So basically, that's just like an overview of what each and every service that we're gonna provide for you does. I'll add a couple of hyperlinks in here. I did also send over, a little testimonial page. You know, you can look over, see if your category's there, see people that we signed on from there as well. We don't hide anything, right? You'll be able to see the business names, the people, the phone numbers, right? Who signed them on, right? Those are all people that are actively working here now, right? Including myself, right? You might catch a little testimonial in there from me here and there, but yeah, it's a little visual for you to go over for sure, okay? And I'm sending over the breakdown right now. So let me know if you see that.
Okay.
I might have to refresh.
Okay.
Right, perfect. So I did get that sent out for you here.
Okay, yes, I did get it.
All right, awesome. So there's your complete breakdown here. So this is everything we discussed here. As you'll see, so that when you look at the product breakdown here and you see like the $0, $0, $0, $0, that's because those are all included. So those aren't extra costs.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Excellent. Now, did you have any other questions for me while I do still have you here?
No, I think that's all.
All right, excellent. Is there a specific time you wanted me to reach back out to you? Maybe later tonight, maybe tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow? All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and pencil that in here. And what is a good time for you?
Probably around the same
relatively.
Time.
Relatively. Same time? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to make sure, I've run into this this very weird problem before. Do you mean same time as in right now when we hang up, so 4:30? Or do you mean when the call started? So about an hour ago, so more like 3:30.
Oh, you can put 3:30.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I run into that thing where it's like, okay, yeah, I'll call you around that time, and I call at the time we hung up, and it's like, you called me an hour late. Now I'm busy.
So, yeah, because right now it's 3:30 for me.
Okay, perfect. Oh, so you're in central. You're in central time. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's 4:30 for you. So.
It is indeed.
Like whatever time it is right now.
that in the note there. Perfect. Okay. Excellent. So I do have you penciled in for tomorrow at 4:30. I am going to go ahead and talk with the team on the back end here just to make sure they have the information for things like your domain preference for the dot information. Hold on a second. Let me pull it up here. I have it written down. Hold on a second. Interiors dot from scratch. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sending that over to the team as well, so they'll be able to go over that. Okay. And then we'll follow up with you around 3:30 tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. It's been wonderful talking with you again. I will speak with you here really soon.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, Ayana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.